During the hearings, Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis urged Congress to fund more surveillance.
Do we have to look at cameras? Sure we do. Do we have to look at more bomb dogs? Do we have to look at utilizing the assets that the Department of Homeland Security and the federal government have provided us? We do have to do that, and it's really important.
In written testimony, Davis said his department had to rely almost exclusively on support from other agencies for the video surveillance that helped identify the bombers. He wrote law enforcement needs an enhanced ability to monitor public places on its own.
What we really need to do is have a much more serious conversation about exactly what we're doing and whether it works.
Kate Crockford is the director of the Technology for Liberty Project at the ACLU of Massachusetts. She says whenever the government says it needs more technology for safety, the public needs to ask for specifics.
So, you know, Commissioner Davis saying he wants more cameras, I really can't evaluate that proposal because it's so vague. There are so many different ways in which a city can expand its surveillance camera system.
Crockford says more security cameras at gatherings where thousands of people are expected would probably be okay. But she wonders if Davis is talking about an integrated camera system like in New York and London, which tracks a person or vehicle as they move from camera to camera. Or cameras with video analytics systems at the back end, so whoever's watching could type in, look for someone wearing red, and follow that person. Crockford says that would raise privacy and civil liberty concerns. An Associated Press probe last year revealed widespread police spying by the NYPD on Muslims, mosques, and campus groups after 9/11. But whatever Boston asks for, the ACLU and privacy advocates are urging the police to be open and actively engage the public in the debate. At the State House, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.